Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Bitter Rain by James D. Shipman, performed by David DeVries. I dedicate A Bitter Rain to all the victims of World War II. As the world again trends toward nationalism and even fascism, may we never forget the consequences of modern dictatorship. Prologue. Königsberg, East Prussia, Nazi Germany, August 1939. Greta giggled as her fingers slid down the razor-sharp blade.
"Careful," warned her father. "That has a bite to it."
She ignored him, brows furrowed, concentrating as she traced designs on the mirrored steel. He grasped the hilt and drew the blade swiftly to her hair, plunging his thumb downward and slicing through a yellow lock.
"Daddy, stop it!" she protested.
He returned the knife to the nightstand, glancing to see if his wife had noticed. She hadn't. He tucked the lock in his pocket, his eyes never leaving his daughter.
"Eric, get that thing away," ordered Karina,
peering up from her ironing in irritation.
"Honestly, I don't know who's the bigger child."
He reached out tenderly and wrapped both hands around Greta's. She resisted for a moment, laughing again before she let go. His daughter sprang from the bed and out of the room as if the dagger would hunt her, a lace and platinum blur.
"You indulge her too much," complained Karina. "She won't behave herself if you let her do whatever she wants."
"Don't worry, Karina. Soon enough you will have all the time there is to correct her bad habits."
A cloud blocked the sunshine of their morning.
"Did they say how long you'll be gone?"
his wife asked. He moved behind her and answered her only with his arms, lifting her in the air to twirl around. She batted at his wrought iron limbs, but he wouldn't let go. She jerked her whole body and drew herself back to the floor, her glare flickering molten fire.
"I have to finish the ironing, Eric!"
He flinched and released her. She adjusted a scarlet scarf at her neck and smoothed her sweater before resuming her task. She roamed critically over the fabric with her iron.
"You didn't answer."
"There's no way to know. It depends on many things. Have you heard from Carl?"
"Not a word. It's likely too late now. I didn't expect all this so soon, or I would have called him earlier."
"There may be time still. Who knows?"
He tried again to swallow the fear resting leaden in his throat.
"I'll think of other things."
He stood over her, watching her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?